You talked about a comfortable win on Saturday. Like, just take us through that. How did you feel about the performance overall?
No, it was awesome. Thinking back, it's been a while since we've kind of had a comfortable win like that, just talking to coach right there. But no, it was awesome to kind of give the punt team a little break on Saturday, didn't have to call on them too much and put up a lot of points on the offensive side of the ball. I think we executed well and really happy with how it went overall on Saturday, and hopefully we can do the same this upcoming week.
I think the buzzwords around Provo right now are style points. Get into any of that? Do you pay attention to, or are you focused on the here and now?
That's the culture Kalani set. Nobody's too worried about style points. We just want to go win games, play BYU football along the way, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
Next question from Jay Drew.
Hey, Bruce, the other night we saw Keanu kind of drive the TCU center right back in his quarterback's lap. You guys don't go against the ones in practice anymore, but what have you seen from that BYU defensive line as they kind of evolved into one of the better strengths of the team this year?
It's been awesome. I knew it was no secret since this spring going against them. I knew they were going to be a dominant front that could keep inside runs limited, but also get after the passer a little bit. Sometimes that's hard to do as a defensive tackle, to be able to stop the run as well as, you know, get sacks and stuff. So it was fun to be able to watch Keanu, JT, some of those other guys just play good ball and continue to play, and hopefully they can do the same for us going throughout the rest of the season.
And then I just wondered if you'd share like a Bear Bottmeier in the huddle story. What's he like? Has anything kind of stood out that he said or done through the course of 10 games?
Man, I love Bear in the huddle. It's always surprising that he's, you know, usually the youngest guy in the huddle, because sometimes he's the calmest guy in the huddle. He's always just laser focused on winning. You know, going against Arizona, getting down, we needed a couple big drives to be able to put ourselves in an overtime situation, and you know, I was trying to lighten the mood, but Bear was all laser focused on winning. And yeah, I mean, there's some funny stories because he is still a kid at the end of the day, but no, I love Bear, love having him in the huddle. He's developing into such a good leader for this offense as well, and you can see he's more comfortable in the system. I'm really happy with how he's played. I'm proud of him. He's really stepped up to the moment, and hopefully he continues to get better as well as the rest of us.
Next question from Mitch Harper.
Bruce, is there a name for that play design where we saw, I think it was at the end of the third quarter, maybe early fourth, with where there was like seven offensive linemen, Trevin Oster now going over to tight end. How much did you enjoy that? Was there a name for all those linemen lining up there?
We just called it beef. We called beef, and let's put seven offensive linemen in there. I wish we could have been able to score on it. That would have been, you know, we had some cool celebrations for it with all the offensive linemen in there. Too bad we didn't get to use them. No, it was fun to see Trevin get in there as well. You know, he's a really good developing young player who's getting an opportunity to go in at tight end and be able to move some people, help out the tackles on some double teams. But yeah, that play calls beef, and I wish we would have scored on it. Hopefully we'll get another something going into this week, and we will score on it, hopefully.
And you know, Kalani's always been on big on the physicality of this team. Mm-hmm. How would you describe maybe just the physicality week after week in the Big 12 conference and the battles that you experience? And I ask this just because it seems like the Big 12 faces a perception issue of between other conferences. How would you describe the physicality in the trenches going up against these teams each week?
Oh, no, it's a physical matchup. Obviously, I don't pay too much attention to what people are saying about the Big 12 or whatnot, but no, you can turn on the tape and see that TCU was a physical front. They've been a physical front all season, and you know, most of the teams that win these games are the more physical team on an offensive, defensive line, being able to control the line of scrimmage. So yeah, I mean, you can turn on the tape. Anybody can turn on the tape. The Big 12 is a physical group, and every week, even this week going into Cincinnati, you know, they got big athletic interior linemen. So we're going to have our hands full with the physicality, but hopefully we can use that to our advantage.
Next question from Jay Catch.
I just want to ask you, as you kind of get towards the end of the season, do you feel like you're finally the offensive lineman you hope to be? Does that make sense?
I just try to get better every week. We'll see when I'm done getting better. Hopefully that never happens. So, but no, I'm happy with the development I've had. It's been fun to be able to look back on film and see how I've gotten better with whether it's calling the IDs, getting everybody on the right spots, or, you know, just my technique and being able to move people. It's been a really fun year of improving, and hopefully we can do the same going forward. But I'm happy with where I'm at. I'm happy where the offensive line's at. The team's right where we want to be, and hopefully as a team, as an offense, as an offensive line, we can just continue to get better.
I also wanted to ask you, like Carter Shaw and Connor Pay, obviously, who are helping out. How does it help to have guys who are most – they played pretty recently as last year in the case of Connor, helping you out on the sidelines?
You know, they get it, and they're a big help to Coach Woods as well as Coach Woods to us. But it's nice having them around where it's kind of more of a friend-to-friend situation versus like a coach-player situation. Sometimes you can hear them better than the coach. So I really enjoy having them around. They're always here to work out, spend a lot of time with them in the off-season trying to get better. It's nice having them around. They're a really big help to this offensive line. We got a couple GAs in there helping out. And then obviously Coach Woods, he's the biggest help to me, at least, of being able to get everybody better.